7.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves here.
What was that?
855-450-FREE. That's the toll-free number, 1-855-450-3733. Joining you in the studio this evening, it's Ian.
Michelle.
And Derek J.
And, of course, you can dial in the toll-free number again, 855-450-FREE. Join us online as well at freetalklive.com, where you can actually control the content of the website. What you find online at freetalklive.com, those numbered items going down the front page, those are all created by listeners just like you. You can cast your vote on what you like and dislike, and the most voted up will make it to the front page and the top of the website. When you go to freetalklive.com, one of the first things you should do, if you don't have anything to submit to the site, is to vote on what's already there. Now, you can vote on what's on the front page, but that doesn't really affect much because they're already on the front page. What's most important is to go to the upcoming stories page. So when you go to freetalklive.com, just click upcoming stories. It's right near the top of the page. And then you can vote on everything that's fresh on the website. So whatever other listeners have submitted to the site, you can cast your vote on whether you like it or dislike. And the most liked will get promoted to the front page and perhaps the top of the website over at freetalklive.com. So do head over there and get interactive, as we will, of course, take your phone calls about anything. In other news, we've been talking about the drug war, but there's another war going on. It's the war on information, and this one is from computerworld.com.au, the Australian version of it. The U.S. Department of Justice has dropped its case against two Spanish websites that stream sports events nearly 17 months after Immigration and Customs Enforcement seized the sites and shut them down for alleged copyright violations.
What does that mean, seize the sites? Does that mean they took their servers away?
Did you? I guess you didn't hear about this when it went down. There were several websites, not just these two sites, but a bunch of sites, many of them involved in selling what were alleged to be counterfeit products. So, for instance, like...
That happened the first time, though, 2 years ago, right? It was when they first... shut down a bunch of domains.
I guess, yeah.
So it gave an alternative reason to what they actually wanted. They were saying that, oh, these websites were selling something that they shouldn't be.
Well, in this case, they were saying they were streaming games that they shouldn't have been. If you've ever worked in the television or radio business, you know how restrictive the sports contracts are. So let me give you an example. In radio, like, we're a nighttime show on the East Coast. West Coast, we're more like afternoon drive, Free Talk Live, but we're live from 7 to 10 at night Eastern time. And on a lot of our AM radio stations and some of our FM stations, they have sports at night because that's when sports teams tend to play, the evenings. You know, they wait till people get off work and they have their games at around 7 o'clock.
Uh-huh.
So a lot of baseball games play at 7 o'clock. Well, that means we get preempted because they sell airtime for these sports games, and you know they're good money makers for the radio stations, and so they'll take Free Talk Live off and they put these baseball games on. But the contracts that the stations have to sign in order to get the deal of having these games are very, very restrictive. So most stations are unable to stream the games. Why this is, I don't understand. I think it has something to do with the baseball team wanting to make it so people can't hear the games for some reason online, that you have to listen on the radio, or hope maybe they think that you'll come into the stadium. Maybe they think it's a way to sell more tickets.
But, or do Time Warner or Comcast or whatever have deals where they've purchased their rights to show the game and therefore think
maybe
that they own.
Or maybe it's they want you to stream it through their website. Maybe Major League Baseball offers the streaming on their site and they want you to stream it through their site so they can get the advertising revenue. I don't know what their motivation is, but I know that the stations that are usually paying, as I understand it, to carry these games cannot stream it. So they're very, very restrictive in what is allowed to be streamed.
What's
so therefore
the difference between, okay, so if they pay to play these games, what's streaming? Why is that different from just playing
it? It's ridiculous. I don't understand it. Why is it? Why are they not allowed to put it on their stream, but they are allowed to put it on the air? I've never understood it myself. Maybe you know more, and you can explain it to me at 855-450-FREE. But I'm giving you that as an example to show you how ironclad these contracts are with the Major League Baseball and NFL and these people. I mean, if you ever watched an NFL game, and I'm not even a sports guy, but these are just things that I picked up here and there, being, you know, at somebody's house while a game is on or something. You look at the end of a National Football League game, and there's a threat that comes at the very end of the game telling you you can't record the game and play it back.
Huh? This happens on regular TVs?
Yeah.
I've been so far removed from TV. I don't have a TV for years. So, wait, this actually happens?
It
comes up on the screen.
It is illegal, as I understand it, for you to record a football game and play it back for your buddies.
No.
How is that different, though, than TiVo?
I think that's illegal.
Mm-hmm. Or at least TiVo won't let you do it.
I don't know. I'd have never used a TiVo, so I don't have cable television, so I don't know.
Why home VCRs were invented, right? Like, isn't this what people used these things for, to record sports games and watch them with friends?
I mean, and it's never enforced, right? Because no one's going to know. If you record a game and watch it with your friends, no one's going to find out about that. However, these websites were taking streams from, say, Major League Baseball or whatever, or whatever, you know, Euro sports, soccer, football, and they were restreaming it online to make it so more people could see it.
Okay, so they're providing
entertainment. More fans.
Right.
Yeah.
Who are going to buy t-shirts, hats.
Right, which is what some of the other sites were that were shut down by ICE, Immigration and Customs Enforcement, because they also do investigations of so-called counterfeit products. So some, you know, these teams want to sell their hats at $30 or $50 a hat, or a jersey at $70
exactly,
or whatever they charge for these things. And so some Chinese manufacturers are stepping into that market saying, well, we know what it costs to make these jerseys. And they make the jersey and they sell it for $10. And, you know, they still make a good amount of money. And the sports teams get all upset because they've still got the jerseys have their logo on them. And so ICE has been shutting down those websites. So they shut down websites with alleged copyrighted items on them. They shut down websites with retransmissions of copyrighted materials. And now, 17 months later, Immigration and Customs Enforcement, the case has been dropped. So,
see, system works.
Right. Great. Now these people have been exonerated. Okay, here you go. You can have your website back 17 months later. Can you imagine how decimated this show would be?
The loss of revenue and your loss of fan base. It'd just be done.
Right. Who's going to check back 17 months later? I mean, look, if our site goes down, it frustrates the hell out of me if it's just for 2 hours, let alone 24 hours, let alone a week, a month, a year, 17 months?
It's over. And it would be so over.
It totally would be. And so what do they do? I mean, are they going to get some kind of restitution from the government? I doubt it. Let's go on with the story from computerworld.com.au. In a one-page brief to the U.S. District Court for the Southern District of New York, U.S. Attorney Peter Bahara of the district said his office had dropped the case against RojaDirecta.com and RojaDirecta.org. ICE seized the two sites on January 31st of 2011, and the Department of Justice asked the court to order that Puerto 80 Projects, the owner of the sites, forfeit the sites to the U.S. government. Oh, okay. So I guess they don't even get the sites back. So we're going to drop the case, but you don't even get to have your sites back. Judge Paul Crotty agreed on Wednesday to dismiss the case, and return the websites to Puerto 80. So the judge gave them their websites back. Bahara's office offered little explanation for the dismissal, although Puerto 80 had fought the forfeiture as a result of certain recent judicial authority involving issues germane to the case. And in light of the particular circumstances, the government now seeks to dismiss its amended forfeiture complaint. The decision to seek dismissal of this case will best promote judicial economy and serve the interests of justice. This is their excuse, their very wordy legal excuse for why they did what they did.
You know, this really endears me to the government. I'm just so thankful that all those entertainment seekers had to go and find out how the game turned out by buying a newspaper rather than watching the stream. That really makes for a better world for me and for the rest of society. So I'm really glad the government stepped in and made me pay for all this. Total nonsense.
Earlier this month, Puerto 80 filed a court briefing pointing to an August 2nd ruling by Seventh Circuit Court of Appeals in the U.S., which said linking to streaming videos hosted elsewhere on the Internet did not encourage or assist copyright infringement. So they're saying they weren't even restreaming it. They were just linking to it. Puerto 80 also argued that a Spanish court had found the websites to be legal. A lawyer for the company wasn't immediately available, and nor was a representative of ICE. The Roja-directed seizures, along with the year-long seizure of music site DeJazz1.com, show the problems with ICE's copyright seizure methods. Well, yeah. The problem is they do whatever the hell they want to, destroy somebody's business, and then later on drop the charges. Oh, well, I guess we're just not going to prosecute this. Here you go. Have your stuff back. It's freetalklive.com. There's more coming up. What are your thoughts? You can share anything.
Attention all women with a muffin top. Research from the Mayo Clinic proves that people who carry fat in their midsection have a higher risk of health problems, such as heart disease, stroke, high blood pressure, and even cancer. If this is you, we have good news, because women who need to lose 30 pounds or more instantly qualify for a free trial of Sensa, a clinically proven way for women to lose weight all over. To experience the most dramatic weight loss results, you must be a female over the age of 25 and need to lose over 30 pounds. Call 1-800-953-4836 now and request your free 30-day trial. In a 6-month clinical study, one of the largest weight loss studies ever conducted, participants lost an average of 30 pounds using Sensa. And if you're a woman, now you can too. Call and instantly qualify for your free trial of Sensa. 1-800-953-4836. Strict limit of one free trial per household. 1-800-953-4836. That's 1-800-953-4836.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw of free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
So what happened? You used to be a guy with a busy romantic life. Now things are different, but they don't have to be. Finally, there's a male enhancement formula that's clinically tested for increasing your drive and performance. All natural, TestoCharge can help upgrade your romantic life by rapidly boosting your libido. And TestoCharge will boost your performance, guaranteeing full satisfaction. In a clinical study with this formula, 85% of men reported an improvement in drive and desire. TestoCharge works. No more letdowns, just more of the passion you remember. See for yourself with your own risk-free trial. But hurry, today's risk-free offer is for a limited time only. Just call 1-800-764-7415. That's 1-800-764-7415. Don't let your sex life fade away. Get TestoCharge. Just call 1-800-764-7415. That's 1-800-764-7415.
I have bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance, as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE. This is Free Talk Live, and you can take control of the airwaves toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line.
We're going to talk about sex.
We are going to talk about porn, actually, which isn't really sex,
the
but kind of is.
It's for porn.
We'll get to that. Stand by. 855-453 is the toll-free number here, because we are talking about crackdowns on freedom on the Internet, specifically these websites being taken offline by the Department of Justice. Yeah. And then 17 months later, the Department of Justice just, we're just not going to prosecute this. We'll just drop the charges. Here you go. Have your website back. Now it's 17 months later, now that you've lost in your entire audience and whatever business you had going for yourself. So 855-453, you're welcome to comment on that or bring up anything that you want here on Free Talk Live. Also want to invite you to freestateproject.org. The reason why the three of us have the pleasure of knowing each other is because of the Free State Project, and it's so great. And there are all these new people coming here all the time. We were just telling you about a new mover. Michelle, you hadn't even met him yet. I mean, there's so many new people that you can't even know who everybody is. There's over 1,000 people here now in New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project. Over 12,500 people have signed up and pledged to make the move here at some point within the next several years, hopefully. It's a big deal. It's a great idea. It's an idea that makes sense. And not only is it a good idea, but it's real. Like, it's happening. It's more than just somebody talking about doing something. There are people doing things, and more of them are getting together to do those things. The cop blockers here in Keene are going out to hit the streets again tonight, as we did last week, and it was a lot of fun. We had about 8 or 9 people with two-way radios communicating back and forth, chasing around the cops all around town and making sure they were behaving and not hurting anybody. Trying to prevent them from hurting as many people as possible.
It's getting serious and professional now, that cop blocking, by the way. So if you listeners are a fan of watching the police and keeping them accountable, you can watch for some of the video that's going to be created tonight at libertyontour.com.
There was so much video last week. I don't know how are you going to even have time to edit all that?
I've been putting it up raw.
Oh, okay.
So all of it's going up raw. You get
straight
to see
up.
What's really happening.
Okay.
Yeah. You get to be there.
It's good stuff, and so we're going to do that tonight. But anyway, that was just one example of one of the many things going on. There's political action happening. Michelle, you and I were talking about that last night. Michelle's getting ready to jump into the political
easy, Tiger.
What?
Don't you dare.
She's talking about running for political office out of here.
I would not say that.
Yeah,
No, you said that. You said, "Why don't you?" I'm like, "Yeah, I don't think they'd let me." And you said, "Sure, they would." We
but you were supporting the political scene, though.
I said within the system,
yeah.
Not necessarily getting involved in politics, but definitely going to those town hall meetings,
right.
And being.
Oh, please!
Yes.
Why would you do that? Why? Do you think you were going to influence people there? Am I being naive? I don't think anything's going to change.
Something, yeah,
okay,
something
all right.
That I,
you've
something
got magic
that I noticed
power.
Having. I do have magic powers. Lots and lots of them.
All right, so you get to go to these town hall meetings and influence people. But
well, I think it's important to expand your circle and not just be preaching the choir all the time.
Okay.
I noticed that, I spent a lot of time in Florida this last year and then was out in California. And that really gave me some good perspective because I got to talk to people in California that I've known for 20 years. And some 30 years. And then in Florida, they were all, people I'd never met before.
Is it harder to sell the message in that way?
I've always been a libertarian, so they've always known that about me. And so over, the course of our friendships and everything, I definitely have been influential on them. Most of my friends were, what you would call conservative Republicans.
Okay, so you're not throwing your hat in the ring. You're just going to town council meetings. Is that what you're saying?
I'm suggesting that people, if they're going to come to New Hampshire specifically, and that what you want to do is be part of the liberty movement, although I was, adamant that agorism and civil disobedience were going to be the way to liberate us from the state,
I think
that the state has encroached upon people's lives at such a rapid pace. And what I saw in California was it's illegal to smoke in the city of Del Mar.
Huh?
You can smoke at your
cigarettes?
House. Yeah, you can smoke at your house.
And you can probably smoke weed outside, too. You can't smoke cigarettes.
Exactly. So,
what?
Yes.
Oh, geez.
So
can you smoke at your house if it's a duplex or in an apartment building?
Yeah, or what about a pipe? That doesn't have cigarettes.
Well, the reason I ask is there's some places in California where you cannot smoke in any sort of connected house. So
right.
If your house is connected to another house.
Right, it has to be detached, single home. So so these cops, though, I did a little cop walking, by the way, on the beach.
Cute.
When I was, this man was about to get fined because he, you wrap your towel around your waist and you put, you know, shimmy out of your underwear.
Yeah, everyone's
whatever,
done that. We've all changed. Yeah.
Right.
We've made that change to the beach.
I usually just take it all off and be like, yeah, whatever.
Yeah.
Look.
We're not going to your
show.
Kind of beaches. All right. So this guy was doing this.
Yeah, and some sack, you know, someone got a peep of, like, whatever's ball. So anyway, yeah, and some, you know, parents freaked out. So three cops had to come and a park ranger. It's like, you came, you dribbled out of one of those. But anyway, sorry, that was gross, but whatever. Whatever. I mean, let's keep it real. So, bitter's fault. Anyway, oh my gosh,
moving
she's on the wall. Okay, let's go. So anyway, so I talked to these police officers. Oh, stop being so coy. Remove your hand from your mouth.
Like, you're
so,
I'm sorry.
I'm so embarrassed. And I spoke to the cops, and they said that they get faxes every day. And with the new ordinances and the new rules that they have to uphold, and they were frustrated themselves.
The police were.
Yeah. And I was
don't
very...
Don't they have discretion? Did you remind them that they have discretion?
They didn't end up giving the man a ticket.
Well, thank goodness.
Right.
What would the ticket be for?
Public indecency exposure or whatever.
Exposure.
Yeah.
Prove it. Well, I mean, what do they have to prove that in court?
Well,
does it really happen to call
the
witnesses? I mean, these parents, they freaked out.
Is,
yeah, but what's the reason the parents freaked out, right? Because they didn't want to see this at the beach. But by freaking
because
out, they drew
more attention
to what's happening.
Because there wasn't a television for their children to be watching or a video game for their children to be watching, and they actually had to spend an hour attending to their own children at the beach, and they didn't know what to do. And
that's
a
good
point.
They
didn't know how to handle anything.
Well, right. I mean, if something happens, you have to call the police to parent your children, apparently, because you can't explain things to them. Well, see, that man has a penis, and attached to his penis, there's a scrotum, and everybody has one who's a male. You couldn't just tell your kids what that is. You know, it's not like he was touching himself, furtively pleasuring himself in front of the children. He was just changing
right.
his clothes.
But Faisal, you know, when he was in first grade, I've mentioned this before, he got suspended from school for saying penis and vagina because the teacher had said during story time, asked this young girl, Cassidy, when the stork was bringing her mom a baby because she was pregnant. And Faisal said, and he talked because he had these big lips. He said, storks don't bring babies. The dad puts his penis in the mom's vagina,
wow.
and there's a seed and an egg, and sometimes they get together, and that's what makes a big
smart little boy.
He was six.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. And
so you didn't tell him some BS story about storks then?
No. No, because, and so what I said to the principal when he said, I said, what would you have had him call it? A ding-a-ling and a woo-woo?
Yeah.
I said, maybe if you were teaching proper, if you're going to, you know, bring sex ed in, if you're
going to
use proper
facility?
Vernacular, then when they're in fifth grade, like my daughter was in fifth grade, you wouldn't be having to explain to her how to put a, you know, condom over a cucumber, you know, as a because they can't make even a model penis. They have to, you know, show something else because whatever. And, you know, so, yeah.
The end of the Puritans.
I don't know how we got on sex.
Well, no, we were totally going to talk about sex here because of the porn situation where there's apparently a crackdown that could be possible. Online porn. 855-453 is the SACL CAI toll-free line. 1-855-450-3733. And actually, we were talking about the Free State Project. FreeStateProject.org.
Oh, yeah.
To learn more about that. More coming up.
We've all heard the phrase, don't judge a book by its cover. A wise saying for sure. Now apply that wisdom to nutrition. Don't judge milk by the animal. Camel milk, the best kept health secret ever. See for yourself at camelmilkforsale.com and look for the Summer Camel Milk Special. Loaded with health benefits far superior to other milk, camel milk has antibacterial, antiviral, and anti-tumor properties, is rich in B vitamins, and is 3 times higher in vitamin C than cow's milk, 10 times higher in iron. Plus, it contains 52 units of insulin-like proteins per liter, effectively lowering blood sugar levels. Many of our members testified that drinking camel milk reversed diabetes and greatly improved autism. Camel milk comes fresh or frozen from your trusted local family farm, shipped on dry ice to preserve freshness. Go to camelmilkforsale.com now and look under products and pricing for the summer special with free bonus pints. That's camelmilkforsale.com.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock, save you money, and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today. HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system. Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
America, land of the free. But how free can you be, really, when internet viruses and malware can attack your computer? Sure, you have antivirus protection, but it's not free, is it? Until now. Now, Zone Alarm offers free antivirus protection. And independent studies show that Zone Alarm provides better malware protection than even Norton and McAfee. And they're not free, are they? Declare your freedom and go to GetBetterForFree.com. That's GetBetterForFree.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Live, bring up anything you want. Toll-free number for you, 855-453, 1-855-450-3733. You can join us on our website where we have listening options available, live streams available to you around the clock. Whenever you tune in, you'll hear the latest episode of Free Talk Live at all times. Go to listen.freetalklive.com. That's listen.freetalklive.com to get tuned in. And, of course, it's a completely free service. We actually have three different size streams, too. We've got the broadband for those of you with big internet connections, and the midband and the narrowband for those of you with not so fast. Because some people are still on dial-up, believe it or not. You look shocked, Jared.
I can't believe that's true.
It's true.
No way.
It's true. Way out in the woods, you know, they don't have the broadbands out there yet. So you can go to listen.freetalklive.com to get tuned into our streams. Also, learn about our over 100 great radio stations that air the show at various different times throughout the week on AM and FM across the country. The satellite listening choices include XM Satellite Radio, where we are heard 7 nights a week, plus our free-to-air KU band channel is available, as well as our webcam and the listen lines that allow you to call from any phone that can dial long distance and listen that way. Plenty of ways to get Free Talk Live into your ears. Go to listen.freetalklive.com. According to the Huffington Post, Kathleen Miles, last week Republicans were warned not to isolate women voters. This week, They're being warned not to anger porn-watching voters, especially because Republicans reportedly watch more porn than Democrats.
What?
8 of the top 10 porn-watching states voted Republican in the last presidential election, according to Harvard researcher Ben Edelman. The stat was quoted by Stephen Hirsch, who's co-chairman of one of the largest porn franchises, Vivid Entertainment, as he warned the GOP Thursday to back off. Why? Well, this week in Tampa, at their convention, Republicans added to their platform a call for more vigorous enforcement of pornography and obscenity laws. As you may recall, Michelle.
Well, it's interesting because when I moved to Alabama, my kids and I were struck by how many churches there were, as well as how many porn toy adult superstores.
One complements the other, really.
Yeah.
It figures.
Yeah, and it was, yeah, so those who appear to be the most conservative are also kind of the most
freaky,
perverted.
Yeah.
I'm very conservative.
And you were talking about asphyxiation before.
Oh my gosh. Okay, let's keep this in context.
I do
wonder
how many of those sex toy shop things are close to the churches and have their products make their way into the churches. Because I know that
they're kind of like on the highway, you know, where you'd have an overpass or something so that they're easy to get to.
Mm-hmm.
And I never went into one because I don't know. I only saw porn for the first time very recently, like 2 months ago, actually.
What?
Mm-hmm.
Yes. I mean, I'd seen a Playboy or Playgirl. No, really. I'd seen a Playboy or Playgirl, but I don't know that that's porn. Is that porn?
Yeah, that counts.
Okay. Well, I'd seen pictures of that, but...
It depends. You know, you could make the argument that a naked body is not pornographic.
Okay, I had never seen another man's penis enter another woman's vag.
What?
So I also found out something on my trip. I'm like one of only a handful of people I know my age that I've, you know, that's single, that hasn't had group sex. Like, it's supposedly common to have had sex with more than one person at the same time.
Yeah, that sounds very uninteresting to me, personally.
Yeah, I have no interest in it either. But, so I kind of wonder if it goes hand in hand with, like, this surge in porn and, you know, kind of whatever. And as we are told that we have to, you know, not have kissing or you know, no tongue on in movies. You can see someone's head blown up. Like, by the time you're 18 years old...
No kissing in movies?
Well, no. Just like, you know, we don't want to see the tongue
kissing,
like, getting into the thing where you're, like, you know, biting someone's neck going...
Is this what the Republicans are trying to get strict on? Is this what they're trying to monitor, you know, pornography laws? It sounds like some excuse for a bunch of politicians to watch a bunch of porn to me.
You know,
oh my gosh, a bunch of men are going to sit around.
We have to make sure this isn't bad. We're going to check all the porn.
They actually do have an FBI division that was dedicated to this during the Bush administration. I want to make something clear. You know, I don't think that this is necessarily as much as a Republican-Democrat thing, but I'm not a Democrat. I'm not favoring Democrats. We're just pointing out that Republicans are more likely to make this a campaign issue. They're more likely to crack down on this. During the Bush administration, they did go after a handful of porn producers. One of them was a guy by the name of Max Hardcore. And if you've ever seen this guy's work, it's sick stuff. No doubt about it. Like, stuff we can't even describe involving bodily fluids and that sort of thing. Yeah, we don't need to get any more detailed than that. But it's gross. No doubt about it. But the girls that are in this video and the guys that are in the video consented. They weren't forced at the, you know, the point of a gun to act in these videos. Everyone consented.
Consent in that situation, I equate it with consent in joining the military. If the government got out of the way of things, you'd have nice, clean places like the Bunny Ranch, you know? And let's say that I am a woman who I've been married for 30 years or 40 years or whatever, and I'm dying. Or for whatever reason, I'm going through menopause, and I just can't have sex. I don't know what happened to me, but I just don't have sex anymore. I'm trying, and I'm taking hormones, and I'm exercising, and I'm really trying, but
your husband's
really
frustrated.
And he's frustrated. I would be inclined to say, honey, go to the bunny ranch. All those girls are clean. They've all been checked out. They all have their things and whatever. You're not, they're professionals. You're not going to go have a relationship with them.
They don't want a relationship with you.
Right, exactly. As opposed to, you know, what, go have sex with your secretary whose perfume you get to smell every day and like and whatever. I mean, I would I would prefer, like,
the
no higher up.
Yeah, the anonymous.
Personally, yeah, I, you know. But anyway, so that's me. But then the government's involved, and now we're gonna keep it in the closet because what, people don't have sex?
Well, what sort of things do they want to keep in the closet here? Like, what are the pornography laws that they want to strictly enforce?
They are called obscenity laws, and the definition of obscenity, anywhere you look it up in politics or in legalese, is always very nebulous. It's always like
we know when we see it.
Pretty much. I mean, the definition of obscenity on the radio is something like, according to contemporary community standards, whether it is offensive to the community or whatever. There's just some ridiculous, nebulous definition that can fit anything. So as long as somebody's offended by it, it can be considered obscene. So they went after this Max Hardcore guy. They went after a couple other guys as well, and they got convictions. He went to prison for making movies,
for entertainment,
for making totally consensual, sick but consensual pornography.
Who's the victim?
That no one. No. No. Who,
but
actors,
they have to allege that there's some victim.
No.
Right? The society, community.
I guess the community is the claim, or the state, or whatever. But you know.
So the government will allow for an 18-year-old to be exposed to 200,000 acts of violence through television and video games and movies. But you can't show a penis entering a vagina.
And can't show love.
Well, you can still show that, but, they're going to make it worse.
I was talking about, like, just regular R, you know, movies.
Oh, you mean on television?
Yeah,
and
exactly.
Right.
So the idea of this puritanism is very one-sided. It's like, you know, don't show them screwing, but go ahead and show them, like, slitting someone's throat.
Yeah, I think it's those darn Puritans. Yeah. It is part of this culture here, because I know when I travel to Europe and things, I'll see naked people on TV, and it's no big deal. You know, they incorporate it into a lot of advertisements and commercials, and they think it's funny. There are, you know, nude beaches and these things, but that stuff never happens in the U.S. And the U.S. is the one with this big military force with all this might going around the world, starting wars every other day, and all this stuff is just a reflection of what is coming through the tubes. What's on the TV? Is it love or is it acts of violence? Mm-hmm. So I think it's really strange that the Republicans are looking to take this opportunity to prevent more love from being on the screen.
Their new language in their platform replaces previous platform wording, which only opposed child pornography. The wording now reads, quote, "Current laws on all forms of pornography and obscenity need to be vigorously enforced," unquote. They noted that current federal obscenity laws not only prohibit distribution of hardcore porn on the internet, but also on hotel/motel television and cable and satellite TV and in retail shops. So basically there's laws that aren't being enforced that could be, and that could really put porn producers behind bars even more so than already happened during the Bush administration. More coming. By the way, Barack Obama didn't pardon these guys or anything like that, so he's not their friend.
Are you a male suffering from erectile dysfunction? If so, the next 60 seconds are crucial to your sex life. Because Bravado is sending risk-free trials of their once-daily sex-enhancing capsules to all men who qualify. So if you're a man and are trying to boost your confidence in the bedroom and give your partner the ultimate sexual experience, you can be among the first to try Bravado risk-free. Call 1-800-948-1362. Bravado is one of the safest ways to treat erectile dysfunction because each capsule contains natural ingredients that safely increase your libido. You don't need a prescription to try once daily Bravado. Just be among the first to call and claim your trial absolutely risk-free. But due to overwhelming demand, there is a strict limit of one risk-free trial per household. Again, if you are a male suffering from erectile dysfunction, it is crucial that you write down this number for your risk-free 30-day trial of Bravado. 1-800-948-1362. That's 1-800-948-1362.
Alex Jones here with a great way to beat the blackouts, get off the grid, and generate your own supply of electrical power. Folks, with what's been going on in this country, I don't have to tell you about the power grid and just how vulnerable it is. That's in the mainstream news every day. Millions of people have lost their power in the last few weeks because of dangerous storms and killer heat that's pushing the grid beyond its capacity. I've always said that every family needs to be ready for blackouts. And if you don't have a backup system in place, I've got a great opportunity for you. Right now, our good friends at Solutions from Science are offering huge savings on their best-selling Power Hub unit. In fact, I think it's the best deal I've ever seen them make. It's literally thousands of dollars in savings. Remember, these backup systems don't need gas because they're solar powered. That means there's no dangerous fumes and no noise. InfoWars listeners can get all the details at beattheblackouts.com. That's beattheblackouts.com.
Don't throw away leftovers. Instead, throw all your leftovers, vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, pizza crusts, and more into the Bokashi. If you love to garden and compost but don't like the hassle of turning a compost bin or the smell, then check out the EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics. Finally, a way to recycle all your food and plant waste safely and effectively and stop using fertilizers. The EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System. Rather than decomposition, the Bokashi system uses fermentation to break down waste, so it takes less time to create nutrients. Nutrient-dense humus for crops or gardens with no turning and no obnoxious odors. To learn more and order your Bokashi online, visit Terraganics.com and click on the orange button. That's Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Recycle all your food wastes in about 6 weeks with the Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics.com. Terraganics, life's getting better.
Here it is, another election year. And here you are again, wishing you knew more about the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, the other amendments, and the Declaration of Independence. But who has the time to study? Wouldn't it be nice if you could simply listen to them? And wouldn't it be great if they came packaged with an index? Yep, an index that lets you go to any part of the founding documents just by punching in a track number on your computer or CD player. What exactly is the Ninth Amendment? Track 10, play. It's that simple. The Founding Documents Collection on audio CD. To get yours now, just go to Amazon.com and type in Founding Documents Collection CD. For just $19.95 and $3.99 shipping and handling, you'll have the firepower you need to argue from the ultimate facts that form our nation's foundation. Want to be a hero? Get one for you and give another to your local school for Constitution Day. Go to Amazon.com now and type in Founding Documents Collection CD.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Moments remain. With enough time for you and your thoughts, if you make the call now, 855-453. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can join us on our website over at freetalklive.com. Enjoy all the features that we give to you. Once again, freetalklive.com. Like the show? Want to help support Free Talk Live? You can promote us by going to promote.freetalklive.com. Get a free bumper sticker there. The instructions are there as to how you can do that. We also will offer to you web banners, graphics, high-res graphics you can utilize to create. I don't know, if you want to make your own T-shirt, you can do that, or do whatever you want with our graphics. Go for it. Have a creative field day with them. It's all over there, promote.freetalklive.com. And we can come back to the porn topic here if we get a chance, but you want to get on with your thoughts. Barry is on the line listening in Idaho to XM Satellite Radio's America's Talk. Hey, Barry. Barry in Idaho going once. Barry in Idaho going twice. Maybe our board operator is asleep at the wheel. I'm going to put him on hold just in case there's a technical difficulty going on back there. We'll try in the meantime. Daryl listening in our very own Keene, New Hampshire. Daryl, you're on Free Talk Live.
And hello, Michelle and Derek.
Hey.
Last night, you guys began talking about the National Motorist Association's $10,000 ticket camera challenge. And
yes.
You never actually finished reading the article on this. You got sidetracked with other things, and that's completely understandable. But this is something that I find very interesting and wanted to just make sure that everybody heard about.
So this challenge is where the National Motorist Association is offering $10,000 to any municipality that is willing to have traffic experts come in and look at an intersection and change the kind of the setup of the intersection
without having their red light cameras, because they have to have the red light cameras to qualify for this. And the traffic safety folks are saying here that they can just make some tweaks to an intersection and lower the amount of accidents and such by 50%, right?
Yes. And specifically, it says, here's the challenge. Show us any camera-equipped intersection that still has high numbers of straight-through red light violations, and we guarantee a minimum 50% reduction in those red light violations through the application of engineering solutions. And then they basically wagered $10,000 to any municipality that accepts their offer.
Meaning if they can't reduce it by 50%, they'll pay out $10,000?
They will pay $10,000 to be used on any traffic safety program or project that the city chooses.
Engineering solution sounds pretty complex, Daryl, but I have a feeling a lot of it is just moving the amount of time that the yellow light is being displayed to a longer time period. Because I know a lot of towns, when they install these red light cameras, shorten the time that the yellow light is displayed so that people are breaking the law more often, and that these police just get to sit back and collect checks. Isn't that right? So do you think that one of the tactics is just slowing down the yellow light?
I'm almost positive that one of the engineering solutions that they have is to extend the yellow light to roughly 5 seconds. That I think most places that have the red light cameras, the yellow light's down to like 2 seconds. And I've actually sat at intersections and counted how long lights are yellow just because I'm a nerd and I get bored. So I am actually like clocked yellow lights in different locations. And places where
I usually just smile and wave to people as I buzz that light.
So now, if they do successfully reduce the amount of run-throughs by 50% or more, then what?
If they are successful, like they say they will be, then any municipality that takes them up on the challenge must remove every red light camera system and implement their engineering solutions at all intersections that have the red light camera.
Makes sense to me.
Right. Well, that's why they're never going to, I mean, no, probably hardly any municipalities are going to go for this, because they all know it's really about revenue and it's not about safety.
Right.
And this is a great way for them to be called out, for, say, a local activist to go to their city council meeting and say, hey, look, here's $10,000 on the table. How would you guys like to actually increase safety and get $10,000? Because if it's all about safety, you should take them up on this offer, but they won't take them up on it because it's not about safety. And Daryl, anything else you want to share?
No, that's it.
All right, man. Thanks. Appreciate the call tonight. 855-450-FREE, the SACL CAI toll-free line. So back to porn. The Republican platform has been modified at the Republican conventions. One of the things that happens at political conventions is they tweak their platforms, which is a really grueling and awful process. I don't know if anyone's ever been through something like that. I've been through it at the Libertarian Party conventions, and it's like people voting on adding the word and or semicolon.
Should we put a comma here?
Yeah, it's brutal. And it goes on for hours and hours and hours. And so one of those changes was they're calling for a more vigorous enforcement of existing pornography and obscenity laws. Stephen Hirsch, who's the co-chairman of one of the largest porn franchises, Vivid Entertainment, warned the GOP to back off. He says that, he says it's pretty much everywhere that you can get it, this porn, that is. However, enforcement is lax on the laws because it's hard to determine which porn qualifies as obscene, and the porn industry has usually won such battles in court, according to Hirsch. The big-time producer wrote on his website that Republicans need to catch up with what's happening in America and the world today. Books like 50 Shades of Grey, dozens of popular cable TV shows, and the web have made the public more comfortable with portrayals of sex than they ever have been before. He says, sex is everywhere. Which is exactly what Patrick Truman, president of the conservative organization Morality in Media, is afraid of. He says it's the Viagra problem for guys in their 20s, he tells Huffington Post. He claims young men are now spending 10 to 12 years looking at porn on the internet and masturbating to it, so when they are getting married, they are dysfunctional sexually because their brain maps are changed.
What?
I agree.
What are you talking about?
Yes, it is.
Okay, so what's this brain map? When did you map someone's brain? Now, and now it's changed?
Okay. What? How can I say this delicately? All right. So way, way back in the day, you know, there was the, you know, first base, and then you go to second base, and then it's like, okay, so, you know, just hand over the bra, then hand in the bra, then crest to nipples, then mouth on boob, then mouth
you can't
on
get
nipples.
Too
then,
descriptive, you know. Michelle, about, yeah, those sorts of things.
Okay.
We can talk in terms of bases, though.
So,
yeah,
right.
I get that.
So the thing is, though, is like you go a little further, and then you go a little further. You never go back to then just only going to first base. So, you know, when you go and you watch porn or you do whatever, yeah, I think that those visual images definitely have an impact on your brain, just like seeing people blown up has an impact on your brain. Now, for me, I think that everyone, though, has to make individual choices. I'm not interested in porn. How I'm interested in doing my own.
People have imaginations. Who's to say that a person's own imagination wouldn't remap his own brain?
Sure, it does. It does.
Well, then,
not
what's
you
the
don't.
Difference between one's imagination and watching
I'm not
porn?
Saying, I'm not saying that there's anything wrong with, I think that there's something wrong with the government trying to impose morality. I'm simply saying, as I have said so many times, all things are permissible, but not all things are beneficial. For me, I am permitted to watch porn if I so choose. It is just not beneficial for me.
Okay.
So I choose to exercise self-government and not watch it. So guess what? I don't go to the sites.
But you said you just watched porn for the first time 2 months ago.
Yeah, that was...
So this is all about the change.
What was the circumstance?
A friend of mine asked, I was going out to California, and he's someone that I went to college with, and I said, okay, well, let's go do something fun and, you know, whatever. And I'm thinking we're going to go jump off a bridge because we would do those kinds of things or, you know,
crazy.
Ride motorcycles. Well, that's what I'm talking
Hello.
About. Ride motorcycles, go to a track and ride motorcycles really fast or something. Well, he's like, well, you know, there's this thing at the San Francisco Armory, and I'm going, what, we're going to go shooting?
A porn shoot.
There you have, yeah.
So you saw porn in real life?
No. I didn't end up going.
Oh, okay.
But he sent me a link to it, and I didn't know it was called Public Disgrace. And I'm thinking, I'm going, oh, Public Disgrace. Oh, my gosh, this is going to be
funny.
This is
not nice
people
porn.
Are,
they, no, this is
this
not is, nice
These
porn.
Are people that are... I have, hey, like, I didn't
we've
got to
get Barry in here.
Stuff.
He's actually there now, I think. Barry in Idaho. You've got the last thoughts on the
nice.
Show here tonight.
Hey. Yeah, I was listening to you on XM, and so I was told I'm a little bit... you know, off of what you're talking
You are,
about.
But you've got like 20 seconds, Barry,
about,
so
the,
go quick.
The guy who was given a pretty stiff sentence there, in your opinion, for the stealing the candy bars?
Yes, sir. Go. You got to go now. You've got like 10 seconds.
Can you hear me?
Yeah. We are apparently having phone difficulties. I'm going to put Barry on hold and ask the board operator to pick up and tell him we are sorry. There's some sort of phone problem. I really wanted to hear
I was talking about nipples.
His opinions were... Maybe Barry can call tomorrow at the beginning of the show. I would love to hear what his opinions were. So call us at 7 o'clock Eastern Time tomorrow, Barry, and we'll take you right out the gate. It's been Ian here with you.
Michelle.
And Derek J.
See you tomorrow night online in the meantime at freetalklive.com.
Tired of that same old government-free baklava from Mandrick? How about trying Stateless Sweets government-free fudge and caramel? Stateless Sweets are made with real ingredients and prepared fresh for delivery to your home. Order them as a gift, a well-deserved decadent treat for yourself, or catered for your next event. Go to statelesssweets.com. That's statelesssweets.com.
Rising gas prices taking a bite out of your travel budget? Here's something to chew on. You can get more mileage from your travel dollar by staying at America's Best Value Inn, where you'll enjoy free continental breakfast, internet, and HBO at over 1,000 hotels in North America. Plus, join our free value club for room discounts, upgrades, and other instant rewards. Visit americasbestvalueinn.com. With value right in our name, you know you're getting a great deal.
Yum. If you suffer seasonal or environmental allergies and your doctor has told you that the only answer is medications for the rest of your life, Dr. Peter Glinton has an alternative solution that doesn't involve drugs with terrible side effects.
One of my favorite add-on products to the 90 essential nutrients for people who are suffering with allergies is a product called CellShield RTQ. CellShield RTQ. The Q in that product stands for a biochemical called quercetin, and quercetin is a natural antihistamine. It doesn't flag out your immune system like antihistamines do.
To manage your allergies without a lifetime of prescription or over-the-counter drugs, order Youngevity's CellShield RTQ today by calling 855-347-3696. That's 855-347-3696 or on the web at fireyourmdnow.com. That's fireyourmdnow.com.